Ayem Yem Zayin Nissen. Nusach Vahibin Seya Vikirtzein Kolamcho Beis Yisrael. When we say Vahibin Seya Orem, when we open up the ark, when we take out the Sefer Torah and davening on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, there is the long part that we add Halakel is gathered with Skadesh. We say Vishnase Shmoi Shel Melech Malchei Hamlochim. We talk about in third person. Kirtzeinoi Vikirtzein Yereyov, like his will and the will of those who fear him. Vikirtzein Kol Amcho Beis Yisrael, and like the will of your people, the house of Israel. So here we are jumping from third person to first person, and it creates a confusion. So therefore, in many Sidurim, they took out the word Amcho, which is first person, and they just said, Ukirtzeine Vikirtzein Beis Yisrael. There are different versions of going back from first person to third person, but the way it's written by us in the Siddur, first we talk in third person, and then we switch to first person. Vikirtzein Kol Amcho Beis Yisrael. So there were some Sidurim that changes were made, and in particular, Reb Chaim Noe also wants to say that the word Amcho doesn't belong there, but the Rebbe determines that regardless, we do switch, even though grammatically it doesn't hold out, but we find it in Siddur Avamram, they switch back and forth, and they are not concerned about this grammatical error. Kinu Mishpochus Rabbeinu Azokim Baruchovich. The family name of the Alter Rebbe was Baruchovich, as in Russia they say, the son of Baruch. Kinui Mishpocha Shal Bnei Admuram Tzoi Shnei Uri. The family name of the Mittler Rebbe, the son of the Alter Rebbe, was Shnei Uri, the son of Shneir. Kinui Mishpocha Shal Tzemach Tzedek Shneir son. The family name of Tzemach Tzedek was Shneir son. He was not named after his father, which is either Sholem or Shachne, Shachnovich or Sholomovich, but rather the name was Shneir son to identify with the Alter Rebbe. So here, we don't have the exact source from this, but we do have a letter where the Friedrich Rebbe writes extensively about the family names of the Rabbein. The Rebbe writes that approximately 1803, 1805, there was a decree in Russia that everybody has to get a family name according to their father. Until then, names were according to the city where you come from. Now they made this change, and this name has to be carried by the family forever. And the girls carry their father's name until they get married, and then it switches to their husband's name. But still, the decree was not fully accepted, and the government didn't enforce it, and then there was the French War, and they forgot about it. After the French War was over in 1813, again, they tried to enforce this in a very strict way, and at that time was also the time when the Alter Rebbe passed away, and the family moved to Kremenchuk for a while, and the government there had a tremendous respect for the Alter Rebbe and his family, knowing what the Alter Rebbe did for the Russian government, so they gave them a grace period of 2 months. So the Mittler Rebbe chose the name Shnei Uri, and the Tzemach Tzedek chose the name Schneerson. One of the reasons that the Rebbe mentions about this is that the Tzemach Tzedek had the dream after the Alter Rebbe passed away within 30 days, where the Alter Rebbe told him, Ish mazria tchilo yeledes nekevo, ish mazras tchilo yeledes zohar. My daughter was born from my emission, and you were born from my daughter's emission, and this is where you come from. You have a direct connection with me, and this connected the Tzemach Tzedek with Alter Rebbe, and for that he chose the name Schneerson. He wanted to be connected to the Alter Rebbe. The children, they also kept this name of their father, of the Tzemach Tzedek, and they all called themselves Schneerson. What's interesting, that the children of the Mittler Rebbe did not keep the Mittler Rebbe's name of Shnei Uri, but rather they also switched to Schneerson. And the Rebbe concludes that even recently, there is the Slonim family, grandchildren of Rebbe Yankiv Kuli, grandchildren of the Rebbe Tzimun Uchorochel, the daughter of the Mittler Rebbe who went to Eretz Yisrael, and they went under the name Slonim, and some of them also changed their name to Schneerson. So Schneerson became the prevalent name for all the descendants of the Alter Rebbe.